I'm Courtney Jones with Courtney Jones Consulting, helping you build the business of you. Do you feel a sense of personal satisfaction when you think of your current business or career success? Business is in a constant state of flux. Industries and markets across the board are experiencing rapid and radical innovations. Job definitions shift and change as companies, business models, and the very definition and delivery of services undergo dramatic transformations. The traditional lateral climb to success is no longer dependable. In this environment, attaching your identity or career path to one role or set of circumstances can be a setup for disappointment. You can't always control the circumstances around you, but I've found that there are a few shifts in perspective that can go a long way towards creating a sense of confidence in your ability to deal with the ups and downs and unknowns of life and career. Success is not conditional. In my work with clients who have achieved what could be called great financial or career success, yet still feel a slight letdown, we found it key to step outside of the business context and build metrics around definitions of personal success. Accomplishments and milestones that bring an individual sense of progress can play a role in feeling successful in your career as you're continually acquiring new knowledge and new skills. Reward and acknowledge yourself for the progress you're making right now. See not closing the deal as an opportunity to refine your pitch, not a rejection of your big dream. The shift comes in knowing what your key drivers are in any situation or decision and refining it continually. Knowing who you are, what you value now and in the long term, and what makes you joyful outside of work. This helps to align your strategy with the overall big picture goals of not just your business, but your life. Plan the destination, not the rest stops. Even when you have marketable skills, a clear intention, and a solid strategy, things don't always go according to your Technicolor dream. This is where you get to test your mettle and face the monsters under the bed. Having a clear idea of where you want to go and a commitment to getting there is the second step. The unknown part of this step is being willing to let go of any attachment to how you get there or how long it will take. Think of your career as a cross-country bus ride. You decide on what city you're going to, you pick the best departure date and time, and you pay for your ticket. Then, it's out of your hands. There might be many people competing for a few seats, loud music from someone's headphones disturbing your uncomfortable sleep, or rest stops that serve coffee that tastes like mud. You control none of it. Your only certainty comes from knowing you're on your way and you will get there. Stressing about how it happens or with who or with this plan creates a tremendous amount of unnecessary pressure and a potential feeling of failure. Sit back and enjoy the scenery. Stay curious and open to the unexpected. You might spark a conversation with a fellow passenger and gain a new perspective. Or maybe they'll share their snacks. Stay mindful in the flux. It can be tempting to want to take advantage of each new opportunity to expand or grow your business, to invest in the next big thing, or compare yourself to others in your industry whose success seems so effortless. Often, what can be required is non-action, a state that can be difficult for many entrepreneurs. With so many ideas and opportunities flying around the business sphere, resisting the urge to jump into a new process, expansion, or next big thing can seem counterintuitive, developing the self-discipline to know the difference between the next best move and the best move right now will be key in creating the success you want without compromising yourself. Discernment between the two allows you to pivot in the moment and act on any opportunity for growth, or decline and refine if it's not right for you. I'm a domino player. All money ain't good money. Nothing in life is certain, least of all the achievement of success in your life or business exactly as you want it. Feeling successful in life comes from an inner sense of satisfaction at beating your own high score. Outer success is cyclical and impermanent. The key is to learn to keep your balance, whether the wheel is up or down, and just enjoy the ride. I'm Courtney Jones with Courtney Jones Consulting, and you are awesome. Till next time,